This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Jake and Amir, two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. And all things considered, their success is more than fair. Now here's one more effort for only positive motivations, they swear.
Segment.
Another podcast.
Segment.
Each app different from the last.
Segment.
It's the Swiss Army Knife of shows.
Now
it's your two emphatic hosts.
Yeah.
Segment.
Sometimes he just needs a little contact.
Yeah.
Yes. Samir's love language is touch, everybody.
I get crangry.
That's cranky and hangry.
That's right.
Yeah.
Which is a combination of hungry and
hangry. Yeah.
Right.
I'm just tired. I'm just tired of this whole dog and pony show.
We're fucking back in the Lab/studio.
That's right. Cooking in the kitchen.
Let's tell you guys right up top to stop listening on your podcast app and start watching on YouTube.
That's right.
This is a highly produced shot in, I want to say, 4K episode.
4K.
Casey?
It's 1080p.
HD at the very least.
1080.
That is HD.
I really thought it was
4K. Doesn't really matter. I mean,
4K.
Poor K.
I have trinkets for thee. Is there a reason it's not shot in 4K?
Save this for the content meeting.
Granted, I don't know the difference between those two things, but I'd love to, what is it called? Up charge or like...
Upsell?
You upshoot like to a resolution that you can't even air yet. Mm-hmm. Future proof it.
Oh, I see.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Can anything stream in 4K, or is that like for IMAX movies and stuff?
And if not, 4K.
4K, 4K.
I think anything can stream in 4K.
On YouTube?
On YouTube, yeah, but you need the right equipment.
That's cool.
And this switcher.
Yeah.
Only exports in 1080.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The 4K switcher, I think, is like at least double the price.
Let's not do that.
Let's return one of these cameras, actually.
I quit.
We're deep in the red. We are in the crimson.
Is this a frame? Because I feel like we could just get a regular Samsung OLED.
Yeah.
I can sell it on Craigslist Marketplace.
Wait, that signal board, that's gold, right? We can melt that down.
No, this is plastic. I already bit into it. I had a jeweler look at it already.
Yeah.
This is a $40 thing we can sell. We can get good cash.
You
could
maybe get $2 for that iced coffee if you wait outside Intelligentsia.
Yeah, and I'll say, how much are you going to pay for your cold brew? I'll give you this for $1.50.
Yeah. I'll suck your dick. My company's going under, man.
First segment.
It's a game you thought of.
A game I thought of. It's sort of a royalty-free version of Would You Rather.
Right. It's not even really a game. It's a discussion.
Exactly. It's a leaping-off point. Yeah. So everyone knows about Would You Rather.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess that's legally owned by somebody else.
That's impossible.
So our game is called Would You Want That?
Would you want that?
So it's not like, would you rather, like, can you beat 1,000 gorillas or 1,000,000 ants or some
right.
shit? It's like, I'm going to present you with a situation and say, would you want that?
Would you want that?
Would you want that?
Would you want that?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
So the alternative is just not have it.
Yeah.
So okay. I'm going to give you something. So
it's, yeah. It's a would you rather still, but it's just this option, this
correct.
Opportunity.
Yes. Or not. Yeah. Status quo.
Okay.
Or yeah. no.
Yeah.
You find out that you're not your parents' child, but rather your aunt and uncle's kid. And you find that out because a distant relative you didn't know about passes away and gives you $111,000 in his will.
Would I want that?
Yeah.
No.
You wouldn't want another year. It's 111 grand for free, tax-free. And then you just yeah. like, you're still you.
Right.
Nothing's different.
And I still love my parents.
Correct.
And I and love my aunt and uncle.
You. Yeah. yeah. But, at it's birth, they basically gave it to you.
That amount of money doesn't move the needle for me.
But how does the family news move the needle?
That's I would move the that would affect me more negatively.
Why?
Than 111.
What's there? Why is it affecting you negatively at all?
Well, why did my aunt and uncle give me away?
They weren't ready to raise you.
I don't accept that. They have several other children.
What? Well, yeah, but they like basically were at capacity.
Then it sends me on this weird little like journey where yeah. I need to learn more. Like I already know a lot about my parents, which yeah. is really nice. Like I know where they went to school. I know where they went to high school.
Yeah,
I know their
great.
Relationships with their parents.
And that's all still true.
Yeah, I know. But like I don't know that stuff about my aunt and uncle, mm-hmm. and that's fine.
Yeah.
But like now I'd have to know that about my parents.
Yeah.
And I'd have to learn that about my aunt and uncle.
Well,
I'd have to
be like, around. You don't know it about
I don't
parents.
Even know where my uncle went to high
yeah,
school.
Exactly.
I would need to find out, and
that's
then I would
your
care,
father.
And I want to look at old photo albums.
Yeah.
And I don't have the time. My time that I would have to spend doing that yeah. is worth more than $111,000. Hit me with $1 million and I'll consider it.
No way. That's way too much money.
I might not even do it for $1 million.
Oh my God, $1 million cash.
Yeah.
Just buy
I can
a fucking new
that.
House and
I can
then still, take a
I
year
can,
off
I'm young enough that I can
learn
earn
about
that
your aunt
times 10.
Have a conversation
and
with
have
your
the relationship.
Uncle for literally
no, I'm not
$1 million.
To that guy. I'm not talking to that guy.
He's a deadbeat. All right, good to know.
Yeah, would you?
Fuck no, are you kidding me?
I don't
know anything
mommy.
About my uncle.
All right, I got one for you.
Okay.
I came up with them as well. Mm-hmm. Never poop again.
Interesting. No, I like to poop.
But it's not always convenient.
No, it's not. But a nice poop saves my morning.
Mm.
I understand what you're saying, that sometimes it's inconvenient, sometimes you got diarrhea, sometimes it's annoying.
Yeah, it basically would eliminate any kind of like stomach discomfort. Diarrhea's gone, constipation is gone.
Yeah.
An inconveniently timed shit. I mean, it's also just it's going to be cleaner because you're not going to have to wipe. You won't have fecal particles
yeah.
on your person.
But the relief that you get from pooping is very primal and enjoyable. To have like a something there, and then you poop, and it's like mm-hmm. that you get a little high from that a
yeah.
little bit. Yeah,
and that's what you live for now.
Yeah, actually, throw it in peeing, and then we'll consider it.
Mm, yeah, well, I think peeing
is more annoying. And I yeah. don't get the sense of relief usually.
I mean, I get a great sense of relief when I have to take a major piss.
Yeah, like a burning piss.
Yeah, but yeah, I think peeing is a little bit easier. I'd probably forego that for sure. I think I would do both.
You would get rid of peeping and pooping?
I would, yeah, I'd love to not have to pee or poop.
Interesting. All right, would you do that for the aunt and uncle thing?
No.
Good man. I feel like you just hate the idea of your family being a little bit different.
I just hate my aunt.
Here's a good one, if I may say so myself.
Mm-hmm.
A nude leaks of you, but everybody is impressed. Would you want that?
Oh.
It's all over Twitter, all over Instagram. It's pretty viral.
Yeah. And people just think I look hot and
yeah.
my dick looks big.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You'd want it.
Yeah.
No shame in the family. Like, oh my God, everyone's talking to you, bringing it up. Pointing
I think,
at you,
I mean,
saying that's the
I
guy
don't
with
think
the
that you can
awesome
actually
dick.
You couldn't guarantee me that everyone would be impressed.
I'm telling you right now, that's
100% impress rate.
95%.
That's what I don't want.
I don't want 5%
the
discourse. Yeah.
I don't want the discourse.
No discourse.
If it's universally praised and adored,
yeah.
then yeah, man.
You're not asking anybody in your family or loved ones what they would think about that being out there.
They wouldn't care.
They wouldn't care.
The garbage that is out from us online already,
yeah.
like...
trumps that.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
This would be a viral thing. You'd have to address it.
I would have to address it? What yeah. would I have to say?
Well, people would constantly be coming up to you.
Yeah, but I wouldn't have to address it. I would be like, how dare you? That's my private
right.
cock.
Yeah, and those abs are shredded.
You're sick.
Yeah.
I can't believe you looked at it.
Interesting. So... Yeah. Would you want that or not? Like, the alternative is to just not have that.
Well, I guess I'm sort of thinking of it in the lens of, like, I would be ripped. Yeah. But is it just, like, the lighting?
Just the photo.
Then everyone's going to think it's photoshopped.
So I say everyone's impressed with your nude, and your fear is that they'll know that it's fake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're telling me that I could have a perfect body and...
All right, how about not the body part, but just the dick part? The dick part's so impressive that everyone's like, oh my God, that's awesome. I can't believe that's Jake.
Yeah.
But it's your body as your body.
Right.
Or just not.
Yeah. I guess maybe...
Would you want that?
I think not.
Interesting. So you did a little 180 there.
Yeah, because it's more about the abs than the dick.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But if the abs came out and you still don't have perfect abs or whatever you consider the perfect abs, but in the photo they do look like the perfect abs,
right,
plus the dick, would you want that?
Yeah.
You would want that.
Yeah. And you?
I would never shame my aunt and uncle in that way, aka my new parents.
Okay. Would you want to just erase a bad memory from your head? A bad childhood memory? Or a bad, you know, more recent memory?
I think not, because I don't have, like, one specific thing that I think set me off or still traumatizes me.
Yeah.
So, like, I like having access to my full library of
your full catalog.
Yeah.
There's not, like, something.
Yeah, that... there's not something that, like, digs at me or bothers me. Although if I found out that my parents weren't actually my parents, maybe
yeah, you'd
want
to erase
there.
That for sure.
I once pooped myself in kindergarten. That wasn't great.
Yeah, but you wouldn't necessarily want to erase
that memory.
And,
yeah.
And who would you be if you did?
Yeah, it would be a different guy that didn't shit themselves.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be me.
Right. And you would maybe have answered differently to the poop question.
Yeah, and then people would be like, remember when you shit yourself in kindergarten? I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right, and then you'd be a liar.
Yeah, I'm like, what else am I fucking forgetting?
Yeah,
it would set me off on like a weird sort of always second-guessing myself.
All right, so you would not want to erase a bad memory.
I wouldn't want to erase a bad memory.
How about a good one?
Yes. okay. You give someone 2% of everything you own, your net worth, 2% annually goes to this person. And they deal with your taxes, so you never have to even think about what you owe, how much you owe, gathering receipts, dealing with that shit, and they just deal with everything yourself.
Mm. 2% of my net worth.
Yeah.
Let me just do a little math. 2% of my current net worth or like my annual
whatever you
run
make
rate?
Every year, they get 2% and they do your taxes for you, so you never have to think about it.
Mm. Yeah, are they a tax write-off, like an accountant?
No,
they don't. That would me paying them wouldn't count as a loss.
Correct.
I don't know. I mean, I pay my accountant a lot of money, so it's kind of like,
but you still have to deal with the accountant.
Why?
This person would
why would
interface
I have,
with the accountant?
Okay,
you.
But I so I wouldn't. But I wouldn't have because I'm not dealing with taxes at all in this scenario. So why would I have to deal with my
in this
accountant?
Scenario? You
by the
have
way,
to
I
deal
love
with
my
at
accountant.
All. Yeah,
VG.
You can
she's
contact
a damn saint.
Her. Yeah,
I would want to. I would want to stay in touch with her.
Is everything going well with the person that's doing my taxes? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't even tell me. Money goes out of your account. You have no idea what it was, but
okay. So basically it's an assistant who's going to interface with VG and handle all of the taxes.
Everything.
Are they doing, I'm giving them my routing and account number. They're doing
carte blanche access to all of your financial information.
Quarterly? I mean, they'll have to tell me
they'll
some
deal
stuff.
With it.
No, they won't.
They'll
they can't deal with everything.
They they'll can't deal with everything.
They can't possibly.
Everything.
They would need to tell me when the money was going to be removed.
Sure. They'll tell you if you want to
I don't
want
to deal with them.
They'll deal with everything.
I,
you just close your eyes and every 3 months money goes out. It's like, yeah, I handled everything for you.
Yeah. I would – it'd be really hard for me to trust because every single time in my life that somebody has promised to make something easy by helping me work at something, they ask me way too many questions and it becomes hard.
They just need your password to your bank information. Everything else is taken care of going forward forever.
And they're not going to steal anything. Are they going to accurately report all the lies that I do to bring my income lower and lower and lower?
They'll deal with the accountant.
Okay.
Deal with the lies
deal,
as well.
Yeah. okay. As long as, and if I know for a fact that they're getting me the best possible.
Yeah. Better than you are. Cause this is their job. Yeah.
Right.
They can figure it out.
Yeah. Then yeah.
Okay, great. So this is what a money manager is.
Right.
So you can actually hire one of these people.
Yeah.
Okay. But so I'll link you with one of them.
This is what I'm saying.
Because you said you would want that.
Yours is a magic person.
2% to do your taxes. Money manager is not easy. That's an actual office.
That's not
going to
be
easy. That's an offer. That's on the table.
No, I'm not taking it.
Deal with it.
It's a human. I wanted the fairy. I wanted the genie that was going to do
it. There's a chance someone would Dane Cook's brother you, which is take advantage and slowly siphon your cash.
That's right. Or even worse, they'd send me like several emails and ask me for stuff that I don't know the answer to.
Yeah. But once the system is in place, they'll do everything for you.
I don't trust that that's going to happen.
All right.
Would you like to understand Bird? Would you want that, mate? You'd understand birds, mate. You would understand birds.
I feel like I understand birds.
You would hear all of their calls and know exactly what they were saying.
Oh, I see. I'd know. I would translate their squawking to talking.
Yeah, right. You would hear it as like food, danger, whatever birds are saying to each other. Let's go south.
Yeah.
You know, like that's, you would hear all bird song, you would hear as an English language in your head.
So when they're just chirping and singing
in the morning,
like a beautiful day.
Yeah. Right. You're hearing worms over here. There's worms right here.
Worms, my tail. Get your worms. One worm, two worm, four.
Another beautiful day.
There's a cat! Eating, pecking, pecking, puddle, pecking, puddle.
Get away from my nest. Get away from my young. Protect the egg. Squawk. That was a squawk. Sometimes I just say squawk.
I think I would.
Yeah?
Because I think I'd be able to monetize that power.
Yeah.
I'd be able to translate what birds are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would be like a bird trainer, bird whisperer. I'd be the most unique asset in bird, whatever.
And you'd hire somebody to manage that wealth for 2%?
Yeah, because at that point, I don't want to have to deal with the quarterly.
And would you pay to have your colon removed so you would never have to shit? You could get a bag placed under your nutsack.
You eat a pizza and it slides right out whole. How cool is that?
And guess who's your fucking dad?
My uncle. Yeah. Okay, how about this one?
Yeah.
I'll give you an Apple Vision Pro headset for free.
Yeah. No, I'm out. There's no conditions. I barely wanted it when I was just going to have it.
You have to use it to watch a movie on your next flight.
Oh. Yeah. Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So you'd put it on, plug it in.
Yeah.
And on your flight, you have it on.
I feel like I do much more embarrassing things on my flight.
The porn thing?
Already.
Fap at the red tube of it all.
Is your Wi-Fi working? Can I use your hotspot showing them my red tube login? Is red tube still a site?
So you would. You wouldn't feel the quiet shame of putting a headset on in public.
No, I don't feel shame for anything that happens on a flight. Everybody becomes invisible when they walk through that door.
Especially once you put the goggles on.
You're the worst version of yourself as soon as you step onto a plane.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody's going to care if I'm wearing those things.
That's cool. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
So can I have them?
No, that's not an actual deal. The money manager.
The money manager was a deal.
You got another one?
Let's see.
I have two more.
Okay. So anytime you're sick, anytime you have like a cold, a flu, you could snap your fingers and a random person somewhere in the world would instantly have it.
Oh, yeah, I would do that.
You would just.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Cool.
I thought that'd be harder.
A loved one?
Yeah, let's say a loved one. Just to try to make you pause.
I feel like my mom can handle that shit better than me.
Okay, Luke.
Especially if it's my aunt. No, I wouldn't want Luke to be sick.
Yeah. Avital?
We'll talk offline, but definitely.
Yeah, sure.
Actually, I have a dog-related one.
Okay.
Medication that makes Dingo live longer, but he has to sleep in your bed and snore.
Yeah. How much longer? I don't care. Yet.
You know, there is a new medication that makes dogs live longer, and it's getting, like, through the FDA approval process, but it's not there yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Great. That's good. Solid timing. Dingo's only one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
That would be incredible. He already does sleep. You know, he sleeps under my bed.
Okay. And does he snore?
He doesn't snore. He's perfect.
Well, this will be an extra year of Dingo for the snoring.
Just one more year?
like that.
Yeah, that that sound. I mean, anything for him.
Yeah. Okay, that's nice to hear.
This one's been out there before. Mm-hmm. Would you want to know how you were going to die?
I think not. That would weigh on me.
Yeah.
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 Give me the randomness.
Sure. Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to be hit by a bus, by the way. I know that shit.
Because I'm driving. A bus did narrowly avoid me the other day.
Really?
No. No. I feel like I'm being Final Destination or some shit. All right, my last one.
Yeah.
I'll give you a new phone. Every year, on the year, mm-hmm. you don't have to worry about buying the phone, setting it up. Just wake up and that newest iPhone is there. But you have to keep it on low power mode.
Ooh. No.
Not going to do that.
Yeah, I basically buy a new phone
every year.
Every year or maybe every year and change.
But you got to figure it out.
And it's a tax write-off and it's not that hard to figure out.
Yeah.
You basically turn it on, air transfer everything.
Yeah.
Low power mode. It's just, it's tacky.
It's tacky. You don't want the yellow battery.
Someone is like, oh, can I look at your phone? Yeah. And they look and they see that yellow battery. Like, oh, you don't have your shit together.
Yeah. If you have a yellow battery, you have a yellow belly.
Yeah.
You're a coward.
Coward.
You're scared of running out.
We live in a world with ubiquitous chargers. They're everywhere. You can't hold a charge?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Remember the Mophie? Oh my God. That was one of these basically. Would you like to double your phone battery life, but triple the weight in size?
I had a Mophie.
Yeah, I remember you had a Mophie. You loved the Mophie.
I needed the Mophie.
Yeah.
I mean, the batteries are good enough.
Yeah. I used to make fun of you so bad for the Mophie, but then I would need to use it sometimes.
Yeah, borrow it sometimes to have the
You're
Mophie.
Such a loser. Can I use your fucking lame ass Mophie? All right, I have one last one too.
Okay.
You know, like video game stats?
Yeah.
You know, like you can increase your strength, your height, your build, your intelligence.
Like Dungeons and
Dragons. Yeah, your wisdom. Yeah, this is also D&D. So your dexterity, your constitution. You can increase all of your stats.
Yeah. Bigger dick access. For what? What am I sacrificing?
I'll
be dumber.
Your max dick stat is 4 inches.
What?
4 inches rock hard. So you can increase all of these stats to whatever you basically can build yourself. Uh-huh. As the perfect person that you want to be.
So I can be Except a Hemsworth, Max, but I have a 4-inch penis for it.
Right. So, yeah. Exactly.
Interesting.
4-inch dick.
So I'd have a bigger dick and then also be Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah. So you'd basically be ripped smart and your dick would be an inch and a half bigger than it is now.
I'll fucking kill you, dude. That's enough.
Hey! Holy shit, your tiny dick is fucking me.
I think it would change too much in my life to be hot now. Mm. I couldn't just it would what would that entail? It would set off a series of events that would change everything.
Yeah, it would change the history.
Yeah. I wouldn't be me if I were hot.
Yeah.
Would I be instantly differently hot or would I have always been hot?
I guess you'd be like always been hot. It wouldn't be like, "Oh my God, this is you're a different guy." It's basically like just tweaking existing you.
Yeah. I'm afraid of the ramifications.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want an Australian accent?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, mate. Yes. Yes. Oh, I love one.
What was that?
An Australian accent, mate. Yes, from Australia. Aren't you, love? Mate.
Yeah, that was, would you want that?
Would you want that?
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag-and-drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional-looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product. From Squarespace.
Yes.
That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like...
Interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash... way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness?
It's
nah.
It's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement good. Movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems
I'll
like
have
it should
to
be.
Check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Antimovement.com is not available. Don't
yeah.
buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's fitness now.
Nah.
Yeah, it's more of a fitness now thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% Ooh. Off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
Amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I
bark
was high.
Box. Yeah, bark
yeah,
box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most
of it yours.
Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, you can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Funny. All right, we're back.
Yo.
Another car-based game.
That's right.
Did you play this growing up, Ghost?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you call it Ghost?
Yes.
Okay. So you know the rules of the game.
Yeah. You start spelling. I continue spelling. We're trying not to spell a word or be stuck saying the final letter.
Yeah. You can't finish the word. And then if you like come up with a letter that doesn't make sense, I can challenge you.
Yeah.
And if there's no word for that. Like if I say W, you say H, and then I say T, you can be like challenged.
What are you talking
about? I got nothing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that gives me a letter.
All right.
What do you think about this for stakes? I didn't ask you about this offline.
Mm-hmm.
If you get a letter, the other person gets to slap you. Doesn't have to be like super hard, but just sort of like knock you up a little bit. Yeah.
Not interested.
Okay. What about a punch in the shoulder?
That's
still
a
like
better.
A physical sort of ow.
Yeah.
But doesn't actually like hurt you. Actually, you could choose slap or punch.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Slap or punch. Fine. Okay. Be really annoyed if I like have
if I won 5-0 and I just kept slapping you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A bruised arm for the day.
Right. For annoying. This. Yeah. Okay. That's why I would choose slap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know if I want to slap you is the thing.
Interesting. The slap sort of wakes you up.
Right.
It hurts for like a second, but you're like it's almost like a cold plunge.
I would be worried that you would just like hit my jaw wrong.
Or your ear.
Yeah. And then I would have like a. I think I'm just too old to play these games.
Yeah.
Because like if my neck goes the wrong way, I'll have a like a little crick in my neck for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And that's not interesting.
We could try non-physical punishment.
Okay.
I don't know if you could beat. Literally beating you, but yeah.
No, I mean, that's fine. You can, oh, how about pulling out one of my beard hairs?
Oh, that sounds like it would be more painful.
For sure, but it won't injure me in a lasting fashion.
I don't know if I'd be able to grab one of your beard hairs.
You can grab one, grab a wiry one and yank it out.
Okay.
And
then
I'll
slap me.
Slap you. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Let's start.
Should we do rock, paper, scissors for who gets to do the first letter?
Okay.
Because it's kind of an advantage.
Okay.
And then after that, it's whoever loses gets to start.
Okay.
Okay.
Ready?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Me.
<I'm> so happy. I never thought it would be me.
It's me.
L.
D.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
R.
I just said Y. Shit. D.
Yeah, there is often like I accidentally spelled a word thinking it would extend a word, but like, oh, wait, that is a word.
Yeah.
You know.
D. R. A.
I.
Nice.
Very nice.
Really? You think you got me?
Yeah. I feel like you've played this game before.
Tree. Is there a word besides the word that I have to finish? Is the question here. I mean, no, right?
There has to be only one.
Yeah.
There could be only one. It has
is
to be.
Is drazen a word? It's kind of like a
dry
raisin.
I'll let you go drazen just because it would also end up with you losing.
Yeah. Okay. So that's an N. You want to pull a beard hair out?
Okay. Or a slap, but you
want the
hair.
Yeah. I'll get this side. There should be one.
Can you see this?
Yes.
Okay. What if I pull it and I fail? So like it's the yank, but not.
Yeah. No, it's not getting it out. You get one chance.
One yank.
Yeah. Like if I tried to slap you and missed.
It's so thin.
Get a good grip on it.
This hair will never grow back.
That's fine.
It slipped out.
Good man.
I have to use my fingernails. My pads are too greasy. You know that.
Didn't even hurt. All right.
All right. So you have one letter. G.
I have a G.
Yeah.
Okay. And I lost, so I get to go again.
Okay.
D.
D.
Let's see what you do this time.
Can top it.
L.
as in you're about to take an L.
Mm-hmm.
About to give your ass an L.
One second, I'm thinking. you.
What? Impossible.
You can challenge, of course. Why, I still see the hair that I want, and I'm coming back for it. And I'm not coming back for just that one hair.
Nothing starts with L-U.
I'm coming back for the whole fucking thing. I'm going to bite your beard off.
L-U-C.
I. I've caught you in a bishop block. I have you completely cornered and checkmated.
Because L-U-C-I.
Yeah. I see you're already removing some hairs for me to grab.
L-U-C-I. Lucy. Lucy.
Lucy.
Yeah, Lucy.
I lost.
I literally don't know what word starts with you, L-U-C-I.
So you could challenge.
I know. You want me to challenge. Luce, it's not a Lucinda. Lucy, lucky Lucy.
You're stalling. Just fucking lose already.
You want me to challenge?
Take that L.
No, I can think of the word.
I.
E.
Challenge.
I was spelling Lucier.
You know the cocktail bar?
It's French for you are a looser.
Lucid. Yeah, so you're either going to have to say D or challenge. Now I'm coming back for the hair. Point.
Were you good at this game growing up or am I just bad at it?
I'm really good, yeah. I know every permutation of every word. I can't quite see. You're going to have to pull it out. Okay, there's one.
Get a good grip, brother. Ooh.
Got it.
That one's smarted.
Yeah.
Very
heard
nice.
That one.
Yeah, you can see the whole follicle.
1080p.
That one's gone.
As in, this is up huge.
Save that. You're going to want to save that. Oh, good Lord. Okay. Okay.
If you lose again, would you do another hair or would you do the slap at this point?
I'm going hair all day.
Hair all day. Okay.
Well,
now I'm scared.
K.
That's really good.
Yeah, it is really good.
N.
K. Oh, shit. There's okay.
The writing's sort of already on the wall, as it were, or the null.
Yeah.
Oh. C. At this point, it's a montage of plucking.
Yeah. Then it's got to be knock.
It has to.
It's got to be.
There's
knock.
No other there's chances.
No other, there's no other world. Let's just get this one over with. Want to grab her from this side?
So you have GHO at this point.
Yeah, GHO, not an issue. I actually am starting to think that going first is a disadvantage. Yeah.
I can go first next time. Okay. Okay. Let's see this
one. Ow. All right.
Didn't
get
it.
You didn't get it.
Number three. This is unbelievable.
You want to make me, if it really hurts, you want to go for a mustache one.
A nose hair.
That'll kill.
Well, I figured you can choose the hair.
Yeah. We should do it with waxing.
Interesting. My ass.
Yeah. All right. You go first.
Okay. P.
Pass. I don't think so. P. Okay. P.
Actually, P-A. SS, that's pass. You could spell that.
P-A-S-S. That would be bad for me.
Bad for
and
me.
I can't, I'm not going to do that.
Can't risk it.
Okay, so I'll do P-O.
P-O?
Mm-hmm.
R.
Poor is a word.
As P-O-R?
Oh, poor you. You just lost the game.
That's two zeros, two O's, of course.
Okay. Poor.
P-O-R.
You're thinking that I can only spell the word porn. That's what you're banking on. And I might just take the L because it's so funny if I do it. Poor. There's also port. That's also poor. Damn it, that's bad. Okay. That's also bad. There is not a world where I win this game. Oh, God damn it.
Are you okay?
God damn it.
You could try to delay the inevitable a little. Sort of go for like porous or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's just all of the words come back to me.
Hum.
I'll just say R.
P-O-R-R.
Yeah.
I.
Yeah. You've already thought of porridge, haven't you?
I've never stopped thinking of it. It's always been porridge for me. It's the porridge for me.
Porre. Yeah, let's just get it over
with. It's over.
It's porridge, yeah, and it comes back to me.
Yeah. So this is G-H-O-S.
Yeah.
Am I going mustache?
Yeah, because it'll hurt. Okay. And I deserve it.
They're coarse.
Yeah, can you
but
see?
But I can't, like, separate one. I feel like I need reading glasses to get in there. Oh, okay, I see one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that hurt a lot. You got two.
I owe you one.
That's true.
Leave it there for David Cross. I wanted to see that.
Oh, that one hurt.
Yeah. G-H-O. You're down to your last out. You would still, if I won again, go taking out a mustache hair?
Yeah. Yeah.
Not a slap.
I don't want to be slapped. And I think I've proven that I am incapable of winning. So I'm not going to risk it. Do you have a strategy? You do?
Yeah.
I'm so, like, I am just, it's a roll of the dice for me every single time.
Yeah. Tell you the strategy after I
okay.
win. Yeah.
T.
H.
T-H-A.
T-H-A?
Yeah. And the R she blows.
Yeah, it can't be R, can't be N.
Mm-hmm. But there's nothing else. Oh, there's nothing else. Yeah. You're fucked now. Take the L and get
shut up for a fucking second.
You can challenge.
I know the rules. I obviously know the rules. I invented this game.
Comeback Kid is ready to sweep. I'm feeling lighter now that I don't have as much beard hair. I can think clearer. I think the follicle on this one was in my brain. Look, man, it's a lot of dead air for a podcast. I think I have to just slap you. I think for the listeners, I need to slap you right now.
R.
Thar? Thar she blows? That's a word.
Is it?
Yeah, thar. Casey on the switchboard.
I'll check.
Thar. Scrabble word. Scrabble dictionary. Thar. Scrabble dictionary.
It seems like it's an old-timey pirate slang.
Yeah.
Thar.
So you wouldn't accept
it's like there, but they're in their accent.
Yeah. No.
Scrabble dictionary says yes.
That's right.
You slap. You mean this shit.
What do you want?
I think I'll do a slap.
All right.
But you don't have to go insanely hard, obviously. Can we get it on camera?
Yeah, I don't have to go insanely. You took two beard hits.
I took two mustache. I'll take a slap. You break my teeth. Woo! Thar's not a word. Okay. Why do you have to stand over me? Can you stay low?
All right. I won't do it hard. Shut your eyes. You're going to flinch.
Two for flinching. Okay. Ow! You scratched me.
No, I did not.
You scratched me.
Blood. Did that hurt?
Yeah, it hurt, but it was in a fun way.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. I went pretty limp.
Okay. Do I go first or do you?
I guess why doesn't loser choose?
Loser chooser?
Yeah.
I'll go fruiser.
Okay.
R.
Trick. You're tricking me. Nothing starts with R. R, that's like another bar, word. Right? Yeah.
He's on Pirate Scrabble. There's no way these are words. Ye matey.
Yar.
There's only four words. Thar.
Yar.
Yar. I can't believe thar is a word, by the way.
Okay. R. R-A.
No, shit. I. I'll give you 2 seconds.
No.
Over.
R-A-I-S.
I.
R-A-I.
Waracia. He's thinking.
Just trying to see if raisinette is spelled differently.
It's gotta be Razornet. That's the weird thing about Raisinet. There's a raisin. Silent R.
How do I get away from Raisin?
It's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's really, we're backed into Raisin here.
Yeah.
Raisin is locked
and loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's challenge.
I just blanked. I have no idea what starts R-A-S-I. Raisin is the word.
Yeah, okay. Was there a way out of it? I don't think so.
I don't think so, yeah. Hair again.
Let's go neck.
No slap.
Yeah.
Slap is funnier.
Yep, I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not risking that.
Okay, I see a neck one. Wait for it. Wait
oh,
for
God.
It. This is another point for YouTube. Oh, yeah. I see.
Oh, dear. Oh, yeah. No, oh, dear. That's a sensitive spot. I can feel it. I can feel it already. Oh, yes.
I missed it.
Really? Hurt like you got it.
Cool guys.
All right. You want to talk strategy?
Yeah.
Last segment can just be sort of a teaching aid.
You almost blanked me.
Yeah.
You almost blanked me.
I almost thanked you.
Yeah.
I lost on thar.
Yeah. And which, I spanked you.
Yeah. So this was my strategy.
Yeah.
When you start, you're getting letters 13579.
Right.
So I was nudging it towards a five-letter word. That's your THs, your KNs.
Mm-hmm.
Basically a word that starts with two consonants. Think of your Wordle words.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. There, knife,
right. Yeah.
There's whatever.
Not, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whenever you said T, I said H. Whenever you said K, I said N.
Yeah.
It fucked up once because I was spelling like thank, and but THAN is a word.
Yeah.
So I was locked out of that.
Yeah. And then you ended with thar. What were you going to spell if
I didn't have anything.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I start, I'm trying to get you to 2, 4, 6, 8.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying P, you say O, you should have said H.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Bone ends up on me. Mm-hmm. You said P, O, I said, okay, any consonant basically nudges you towards a four-letter word.
Yeah. Right.
Pork, porn, porridge was port, lucky because it actually ended up back at you.
Right.
So when you start, when your opponent starts, go for the five-letter words.
Uh-huh.
And when you start, hope that your opponent doesn't know that strategy and you can end up at a four-letter word.
And I didn't. So it's interesting because if I feel like I grew up playing when everybody was just, you know, in the car, it's all random.
Yeah.
And if it's always random.
It's harder with 3 or 4 or 5 people playing because then you don't know how to do it.
Yeah, then it does depend on where it starts. But
this strategy is simply for two-player ghost. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And well, it wasn't ideal because I was playing no strategy and you had strategy. So I was really cut off at the knees there. Yeah.
But I'm glad we got one slap in.
Yeah.
My mistake was doing THA, and then I'm like, okay, now I can't do think.
Right.
Is there a THAI word?
THAL?
Thatch or something? TCH?
TH. Yeah. What could you have done that wasn't?
THA.
I guess. No, because.
THA. Thar, I didn't even know was a word.
Right.
Let's see if there's an autocorrect. THA. Oh, no, Thai. That's a word. THAI.
Mm-hmm. Right.
THR. Oh, we already removed that.
Mm-hmm.
THAT is a word.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Wait, so I started with T and you did H?
Yeah.
Yeah. It would have been bad if I had done I. No, not really, actually.
Yeah, because then thin takes away think.
Think, yeah. Yeah.
TH is an exception to the rule.
Right. I guess I should have always done that. I should have always, well, I guess I couldn't have always done that because I would have said T and you might not have always said H, huh?
For that tip, I will be removing a hair and it won't be from your face.
From my mom's pubis?
From your mom's pubis.
Really? Yes. Hey.
I'm obviously joking.
Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's not go there.
I was joking.
Let's not go there.
We didn't go there.
I'll slap your ass.
You already did.
I'll slap your ass.
Your hands are shrinking.
I'll slap your ass. Yeah. And it'll feel like getting poked.
Because that's how thin my fingers are. All right. Good app.
Yep. Great app.
We learned some. We slapped some. Mm-hmm. I was able to remove 4 hairs from you.
Ultimately.
Yeah. I went 2 of 5, but twice I got 2 hairs.
Yeah. Not bad.
Oh, no. 3 of 5. I only got 2 hairs once. Mm-hmm. 1 hair once.
Yeah.
And then I was 0 for 3 on the other.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of disappointing.
Yeah. Not a great showing.
All right. For more of us, we'll be back next week. As always, thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And then we're also on Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Ja. That's correct. Right. That's
watching
right.
Jake and Amir episodes, commentary, as it were.
Yeah.
And of course, we'll be back next week. So we'll see you then. Bye, everybody.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.